There was a pause as everyone caught their breath, and Barney slowly rose to his feet. He knew exactly what was coming. Repair work. The prosecution's star witness had botched a couple of crucial facts, the panties and the Coke bottle, a common problem with fabricated testimony. With the courtroom tense, a lying witness exposed, and Barney already waiting to pounce, Nancy's shoe tried to fix the damage. Shoe. Miss Holland, let me ask you about the details you were just relating. As far as your memory goes, are you sure about the objects that he stated he used? You said Coke bottle. Barney. If the court please. I heard what she said, and I don't want this district attorney changing her testimony any either, and I object to that. Holland. He said, Coke bottle or ketchup bottle or bottle. Barney. See what I mean? If the court please. Holland. It's been 4 years. Ron. Yeah, and you're a... Barney. Hush. Shoe. Miss Holland, can you... I know you overheard different things. Barney. If the court please. Shoe. Can you think of... Barney. I'm going to object to this leading and suggestive questioning that the district attorney is doing. The court. State a question without posturing anything in front of it. Shoe. Did he ever tell why? You said that he killed... Holland. He wanted to sleep with Debbie Carter. Ron. You're a liar! Barney. Shut up! Ron, standing. She's a liar. I ain't gonna sit for it. I didn't kill Debbie Carter, and you are lying. Barney. Ronnie, come on. Sit down. Peterson. Judge, can we have a recess, please? Barney, I object to counsel's sidebar comments, Your Honor. Barney. These aren't sidebar comments, if the court please. The court. Wait a minute. Barney. I'm talking to this defendant. The court. Wait a minute. Ask your next question. Mr. Williamson, I must admonish you that you are not allowed to speak from the chair you are now in. Shoe. Miss Holland, can you recall if he ever said why he did what he did? Holland. Because she wouldn't sleep with him. Ron. You're lying. Damn it. Tell the truth. I never killed nobody in my life. Barney. Judge, I'd like to ask if we could have a recess for a few minutes here. The court. All right. Remember your instructions. The jury may step down. Ron. Could I speak to her, please? Let me talk to her. What is she talking about? A short break cooled things down. With the jury absent, Judge Jones had a nice chat with Ron, who assured his honor that he could behave himself. When the jury returned, the judge explained that the case was to be decided on the evidence only and nothing else, not comments from the attorneys and certainly not comments and actions by the defendant. But Ron's chilling threat of, "You're going to pay for that," was clearly heard by the jurors. They, too, were afraid of him. During the melee, Nancy Shue was unable to completely resuscitate her witness. With leading and suggestive questions, she was able to transform the Coke bottle to a ketchup bottle, but the little detail of the panties in the mouth went uncorrected. The bloody washcloth was never mentioned by Terry Holland.